Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 13th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again, this rainy Thursday morning, as we prepare the message where we live, we want to encourage you. A message that we feel is so appropriate for the times we live, titled Worthy Conduct. The scripture text is from Philippians chapter 1, 27 and 28.
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you.
Last night we had a couple from York, a neighboring community about 25 miles away, Rick and Rachel Caldwell. They came over for a Mexican dinner, and we discussed our common desire to honor Christ and live with a kingdom purpose. We discussed the challenges that very well may be ahead for the faithful. As we prayed before they left, I shared today's verse and considered its application for our lives. I memorized this verse many years ago. The first part states, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." Well, I suggest reading the verse in the first person. Whatever happens, I will conduct myself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. You see, in personal application, I see it as a challenge to resolve in our hearts that we will stay faithful to Christ, seeking to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of Him. Today I'm especially drawn to the phrase, whatever happens. Now, I've always considered the whatever to mean whatever happens to me, that is, Stephen Weber, or whoever would be reading the passage. That is, whether I'm having a good day or a bad day, whether things are going well or I'm going down a rough path, whatever happens to me, I am to conduct myself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Now, I believe this is a valid outlook in life, and we'll continue to see the passage this way. Yet as I consider the contextual interpretation, I consider another intention that Paul likely had.
Just prior to this verse, Paul had written concerning his own realization that he would continue to live for Christ or he might die for Him by way of martyrdom. When Paul originally wrote this passage, I believe that he was instructing the Christians at Philippi, whatever happens to me, Paul, you are to conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. He goes on to write, then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence. Well, that's the part that really intrigues us, is that Paul had every intention of seeing the Philippian believers if it was God's will that he remain alive. However, it was also his firm expectation that should this not be the case, I will, quote, only hear about you in my absence, end quote. The absence in this context would be his departure to be with the Lord or his death here on earth. This is similar to his statement in 2 Corinthians 5:8, where he says, we are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord.
Well, Paul is confident that if that were the case, his being with the Lord in heaven, he would still hear the good report that the Philippians were, and I continue on with the verse now, quote, standing firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. End quote. Well, our service for the Lord Jesus Christ does have eternal consequences for every one of us. When we, in our divinely appointed time, are absent from the body and at home with the Lord, like Paul, we will see the ongoing results of our ministry. Isn't that exciting? I really believe that to be the case. Let us stay faithful and rejoice in the fruit of our labor as we make the commitment today, and I hope every day, to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Let's all pray together. Father, we praise you and we give thanks for the freedoms we enjoy, and most especially the freedom to worship you. But we know that there are many regions in our world where Christians are persecuted and suffer martyrdom at the hands of those who are enemies of the cross. We lift them up to you in prayer today, and we ask that you will give them supernatural strength and unyielding resolve to stand up for you in the face of evil surroundings and conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. May they never return evil for evil, but rather good for evil. Though wicked men may destroy the flesh, they cannot rob the soul of inner peace and the uncompromising determination to stand firm unto the end. Sustain those who have endured the painful loss of loved ones, as well as those whose family members are being held captive presently, enduring persecution. May you be glorified in the midst of these horribly adverse circumstances, and may souls be saved for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And this is a prayer in consideration of persecution, the day of persecution, Sunday. I think it's the day of prayer for the persecuted church. Something that us, up to this point, we in America have not really known, although it's coming. I just read of a church recently that some homosexual activists came and just tormented them. Let's stay faithful. Let's stay faithful to God. These difficult times may very well be coming, as they have for many of our brethren throughout history and in our own time. Let us all determine that we will conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting right here in front of our computer today. Our means of spreading the gospel and discipling and encouraging others. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Thursday, November 13th, 2008. We have a lot of photos on our site today. We do have a photo of our friends that stopped over last night, Rick and Rachel Caldwell. Then we have four or five, maybe six photos of an interesting journey yesterday through the very heart of horse and buggy Mennonite country in northeastern Lancaster County. Well, along with some captions and some additional resources that some of our readers may find interesting. Let me end on a humorous note. And before I end on the humorous note, let me point out we also have a couple songs that we feel, again today, would reinforce today's message. One of them is a great song. You've probably sung in your churches, many of you. Give Us Clean Hands. But the humorous note is this. As a chaplain, I account to a minister in my chaplaincy organization by the name of Al Worthley. Now, Al has been so encouraging and supportive and interested in our work. And I sent him an email, and today the automatic spell checker wanted to change his name to Worthless. Well, I'm glad to report concerning Al and so many others that work alongside me in ministry that his service and our service is by no means worthless. Have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged in your daily walk with Jesus Christ.